Radhe Radhe. This is a translation of Babaji Maharaj's part on Guru Purnima in 2005 in Kolkata. Today is Guru Purnima, and it is a very special occasion. Today, devotees of all sampradayas, they worship their own Gurudev and they feel blessed in this endeavor. On this occasion, we must worship Sri Gurudev with garland, chandan, by making offerings, prasadi flowers, etc. In the same manner, we must also hear the glory of Sri Gurudev. We must ourselves also extol the excellent qualities of Sri Gurudev. This is special seva which we must perform on Guru Purnima. We worship Sri Gurudev every day in this manner. We offer him prasadi flower, garland, chandan. We offer bhog, prasad every day to him. Every morning we sing Guru Ashtakam and other hymns pertaining to Sri Gurudev. So this is our regular rule. So if every day we are doing these things, then what is so special about Guru Purnima? Although we worship Sri Gurudev every day and we glorify him every day, today is a special occasion, Guru Purnima. What happens on the special day is this, that we as sadhak, we get special mercy. Although we perform seva every day, there are certain days in the calendar when our worshipped deities, they express special mercy. So today, when we worship Sri Gurudev, then Sri Gurudev is especially merciful today. He is more pleased today and he does more kripa on the sadhak. So the sadhak, he can gain more, he can better himself more in bhakti and progress faster if he serves Sri Gurudev nicely on this day. This is what our Mahajans explained to us. Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad has explained the importance and he has explained in detail the effect of Sri Guru Kripa in his Bhakti Sandarbha. He is writing in Bhakti Sandarbha that we have so many anarthas and how much ever we try, we as sadhaks, we cannot get rid of our anarthas. But if Sri Gurudev takes kripa on us, then very quickly our anarthas or bad qualities can get destroyed. Not only this, if Sri Gurudev is pleased and blesses us, then we can get prema bhakti very soon. In fact, Sri Gurudev's satisfaction with us is the main reason why we get Sri Hari's prem, Sri Krishna prem. Our Raganuga bhakti is not like some yoga, gyan, sadhan, etc. It is a different process altogether. In bhakti, there is never any chance of falling down. Whereas in other spiritual path, the sadhak may fall down. In bhakti, only a sadhak may stop temporarily because of aparad, etc. And then can progress again. There is no chance of falling down. However, then when bhakti is so powerful, we can see that just by doing something which is like bhakti, not actual bhakti, even then the sadhak can get a lot of kripa. For example, Ajamil, he did not take pure nam, but he took namabhas, which means that it is only a reflection of pure nam, and yet he was delivered. Then how much more powerful is real sadhan bhakti? If we perform bhakti sadhana, then we will only progress in life, in the spiritual path. But then the question arises that why someone like me, who is so fallen, why am I not making progress and why am I not attending prema bhakti? There is only one answer to this question. I have a lot of anarthas and aparads. Because bhakti is so extremely powerful that it is impossible anybody has strength to stop bhakti. Bhakti cannot come to a pause ever. Only problem is with us, because we have anarthas and aparad, why we are not getting prem. We may feel that we have not committed any aparad in this life at all. Then how come I am not getting prem? Well, then it means that we have a lot of anarthas which we have collected over the past lives. And these anarthas are working now to stop us from attaining our goal, which is prema bhakti. So Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad is saying that we have some means to get rid of these anarthas and aparads. For every type of anartha, there is a medicine. If we do that, then we'll get rid of that certain anartha. For example, Goswami Pad is saying that we may commit some namaparad, such as we may commit some offense at the lotus feet of some devotee. If we do it, then we just go fall at that devotee's feet and we ask forgiveness. If that devotee forgives us, then that aparad, it is destroyed and we can continue with our bhakti. In this manner, there is a medicine for each and every anartha and aparad. But it is possible that in spite of resorting to these means, our anarthas or aparads do not get destroyed. For example, the devotee may not forgive us. So then, there are some such anarthas which continue to remain in us. So what do we do about that? Here, Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad is saying that Sri Guru Kripa Hi Mulam. Here he uses this word Mulam. Mulam means root. Sri Gurudev's Kripa is the root by which all our anarthas and aparad will be destroyed. So, what is the meaning of this word root? Why is Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad saying that Sri Gurudev's Kripa is the root? Let us understand further. The word Mulam here is important because it means that although we may resort to some activities to get rid of our anarthas, to get rid of our aparad, our anarthas and aparad will never get destroyed if Sri Gurudev's Kripa is not there on us. Whatever, like we take a holy name to get rid of anarthas, but even the holy name will not give us any fruit if Sri Gurudev's Kripa is not there on our head. So that is why Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad is using the word Mulam, or his Kripa is the root. Once we have Sri Gurudev's Kripa, once Sri Gurudev is pleased and satisfied with us, then after that, when we do some bhajan or we try some method to get rid of anartha, aparad, etc., then those methods will yield fruit or we will attain success. If we have Sri Gurudev's kripa and we do not resort to any means specially to get rid of our anarthas, just by Gurudev's kripa, our anarthas can get destroyed. Please don't think that I am telling you something on my own. Please don't think that I am telling you something imaginary. This is the word of Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Devarshi Narad is instructing Maharaj Yudhishthir and he is explaining the topic, destruction of anarthas. Devarshi Narad is saying that, Maharaj, if you want to get rid of material desires, then you will have to get rid of this planning, sankalpa. Sometimes we plan and then we again change our plans and we wish this, we'll do that, this, we'll do that. So this is called sankalpa. So if we must get rid of this sort of sankalpa, then automatically our desires will disappear. If we want to destroy anger, then first of all we should get rid of material desires because material desires give rise to anger. When our material desires are not fulfilled, then we feel angry. If we get true knowledge, then our fear and illusion is destroyed. If we consider money to be the root of all evil, then we can conquer greed. If we worship the great devotees, then we can get rid of our false ego. In this manner, we can get rid of our anarthas one by one. So now, Maharaj is asking that, is there no means, just one means, by which we can get rid of all our anarthas all at once, instead of trying to destroy one by one? Devarshi said that, yes, Maharaj, there is one such means. If the sadhak surrenders completely and has complete bhakti at the lotus feet of Sriman Gurudev, then definitely he will get rid of all his anarthas. Here, Devarshi Narad is using the word easily. The sadhak can very easily get rid of all his anarthas. There is no need for him to work hard. So when we worship Sri Gurudev, first of all we should be aware of who is Sri Gurudev and about the tattva, the truth about Sri Gurudev. And then we should worship him. Then it is easy to get his kripa. Thakur Mashai has said, Sri Guru Charano Padmo Kebolo Bhakati Sadmo. Sadma means that, it means house. Just as soon as we go home, then we can get so many items. So similarly, Sri Gurudev's lotus feet is the home. It is the abode of all auspicious qualities. If we can please Sri Gurudev, then we can definitely get bhakti. But here, Thakur Mashai is saying that bondo mui shabdhane. Here it's a very important word. Shabdhane means we should carefully serve Sri Gurudev's lotus feet. So why carefully? For this, we must first know Sri Guru Tattva. The word Guru itself means heavy. It means that it is a heavy tattva. So we must always see to it that we do not take it lightly. We must always see that by our speech, action, any sort of feeling of slightness should not come in our mind about Sri Gurudev. we must know that Sri Gurudev is non-different from Sri Bhagavan. So we must never ever utter anything that shows the contrary. That is, Sri Gurudev is different or ignorant, and he is in any manner on a lower pedestal than Sri Bhagavan. Because Sri Guru Tattva is so important, it is Guru, it is so heavy, so that is why Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna has explained Sri Guru Tattva with his own holy lips. He did not let some other great Rishi Muni to explain Sri Guru Tattva, but he handled the topic himself. In 11th Skandha, Srimad Bhagavatam, he has explained to Sri Uddhav Mahashay about Sri Guru Tattva. He is saying that, "O Uddhav, I am explaining Sri Guru Tattva to you. Uddhav, please remember that Acharya Mam Vijaniyam," it means that Uddhav, please know that Sri Gurudev is non-different from me. Krishna Guru Hon Shastrer Pramane, that the Shastras are proving that Sri Krishna and Gurudev are non-different from each other. Srimad Bhagavatam is the crest jewel of all Shastras, and Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna is saying in Srimad Bhagavatam, so we can understand its importance, that Acharya Mang Vijaniyam, it means that know Sri Gurudev to be my own Swaroop or my own original form. And he is saying that never ever disrespect this Sri Guru Tattva. Here, the sadhak may question that when Sri Bhagavan himself is saying that Sri Gurudev is my own Swaroop, then why should I ever show disregard or disrespect for Sri Gurudev? Never, I will never show any disregard for him. But our Mahajan is saying that no, sometimes we do show disregard. Why? Because our Gurudev, he shows human-like qualities. So we feel that our Sri Gurudev is a mere human being. He is not omnipotent, omnipresent like Sri Bhagavan. Such thoughts do creep into our minds, and that very moment we commit an aparadh. And later on he is saying that we must never worship Sri Gurudev thinking that he is a human being. Not only this, even if we sometimes see Sri Gurudev behaving like a weakling, even then we must never ever think that he is a mere human being with human limitations. And this is the reason why we do not get Prema Bhakti, because we consider Sri Gurudev to be a mere human being. We don't think that he is all-knowing, just like Sri Krishna. Sri Guru Tattva is much more deeper than even this. Sri Bhagavan said that no Gurudev to be my own form, but Mahajan is saying much more. Mahajan is saying that Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastray Uktas Tatha Bhavyateva Sat. In Sri Gurudevashtakam, we learn that Srimad Vishwanath Chakraborty Pad is saying that all the Shastras, they are present in Sri Gurudev. Sri Gurudev is the embodiment of entire. The scriptures are saying that he is Sakshad, that means actually he is Sri Hari. And Sri Hari is also saying that he is Sri Hari. The Sakshad Hari, what does it mean? It means that if our worship deity is Sri Krishna, then we must consider Sri Gurudev as Sri Krishna. If our worship deity is Sri Ramchandra, we should consider Sri Gurudev to be Sri Ramchandra. Srimad Chakravarti Pad is also saying that Kintu Prabhurya Pya Eva Tasya. It means that Sri Gurudev is also a very dear devotee of Sri Bhagavan. This means that Sri Guru Tattva is made up of two qualities. One is that he is non-different from Sri Bhagavan, and also he is the dearmost devotee of Sri Bhagavan. Here, Chakravarti Pad is using the word Kintu. Kintu Prabhurya Priyavatasya. Kintu has two meanings in Sanskrit. It may mean but. It may also mean and. So if we take the meaning of Kintu as but, then the sentence will be that Sri Gurudev is non-different from Sri Hari, but he is his dearmost devotee. It means that we should not consider Sri Gurudev to be the non-different from Sri Hari, or although Sri Gurudev is non-different from Sri Hari, but I take him to be as his dearmost devotee. So this means that I am slighting Sri Gurudev. It means I am lowering his status. And this will cause aparadh. So if we want to obey the words of Mahajan and of the Shastras, then we should accept the meaning of Kintu as and. It means that I accept that Sri Gurudev is non-different from Sri Bhagavan and he is also his dearmost devotee. Understand that Sri Gurudev is made up of both these tattvas. We can see that he is doing bhajan sadhan just like any devotee. When we see Sri Gurudev doing jap, kirtan, read, hear, just like other devotees, then we may start feeling that just like other devotees, our Gurudev is also one devotee because he is also doing some bhakti sadhana. Then we will definitely cause an aparadh. So we should know that Sri Guru Tattva is extremely deep and we should always keep it in our mind, both the tattva. So whenever we do seva of Sri Gurudev, then we should know that he is his dearmost devotee. So when we perform seva, then we should not serve him as Sri Krishna, but rather as Sri Krishna's very, very dear devotee. But when we behave with him, we interact with him, then we should interact, we are talking about him, then we should show all our reactions like he is non-different from Krishna and as if we are behaving with Sri Krishna. If we offer flowers, fresh flowers at Sri Gurudev's lotus feet, then it is an aparadh. That time we should offer him only prasadi flowers. We should first offer to Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu or to Radharani, and then we should offer to Sri Gurudev's hand, and Sri Gurudev will place on his head. But not at his feet directly we must not offer. We must not put any garland round him directly, offer him any bhog directly. That time we should remember that Sri Gurudev is Krishna's dearmost devotee and he would like to have only prasadam. Flowers, garlands, everything must be prasad before we offer to him. That is why we should never offer flowers at his feet. Gurudev Seva is extremely powerful. It is so powerful that Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad has written further. Sri Gurudev tells us that we must do Manjari Swarup Sadhana very nicely, all Manjari Bhajan, Smaran Bhajan very nicely. So I am performing such Manjari Swarup Sadhana very nicely, and so Sri Gurudev is pleased with me, he is satisfied. Gurudev never says that serve me, do my seva. So there is no need for that. And Gurudev is always saying that we must serve Krishna. So I am serving Krishna very nicely, and this is enough then. This is enough to please Sri Gurudev and get his kripa. It is true that Sri Gurudev does not tell directly, do my seva. But we should realize that Sri Gurudev's seva, it is the root or it is the source of Krishna kripa, or even to do proper bhajan. Although it is true that if we are completely self-surrendered unto Sri Krishna and we serve Sri Krishna, then we get his kripa. But if we want some special kripa from Sri Krishna, if we want to get prem bhakti quickly, then we must do special seva of Sri Gurudev. So this is what Srimad Jiva Goswami is saying in Bhakti Sandarbha. Now, as soon as we use the word special seva, then it automatically follows that there must be something called ordinary seva also. So Sri Gurudev's seva is of two types, ordinary seva and special seva. What do we mean by ordinary seva? So ordinary seva means that how every day we perform Sri Bhagavan's puja and we are offering flowers to Sri Bhagavan and then offering prasadi, flower, chandan, garland, etc. to Sri Bhagavan. And we are reading Gurvashtakam every day, singing Sri Gurudev's glorification. This is called ordinary Guru Seva. But there is another kind of seva. This is called special Guru Seva. What is this special Guru Seva? And here Sri Jiva Goswami Pad is writing. That if the sadhak feels that he wants special kripa of Sri Krishna, then he has to perform special Guru Seva. So Jiva Goswami Pad is saying that it is difficult. This Sri Guru Seva is difficult. Without performing something difficult, we cannot get something special. So where is the proof that we must perform special Guru Seva? Because without some proof from Shastra, we cannot accept it. Our Goswamis never say anything outside the Shastras. Yes, there is proof in Sri Padma Puran. In this verse, Sri Dev is saying, Mother Devahuti is glorifying Sri Bhagavan with this prayer. She is saying that if I have bhakti in Sri Bhagavan and if I have more bhakti in Sri Gurudev, more than what I have for Sri Bhagavan, then Sri Bhagavan will be pleased very soon and give me darshan. So this means that we have to perform some more seva for Sri Gurudev. More than what we do daily. But there is a problem here because Sri Gurudev is not saying that you serve me, you serve Krishna. So then, is it alright to serve Sri Gurudev more than what we are serving Sri Krishna daily? Then, is it good that we serve Sri Gurudev more? Because it will mean then I am not obeying his command, because Sri Gurudev wants that we should serve Krishna. Then is it not that I am not obeying the command of Sri Gurudev, then how will Sri Gurudev be pleased and take kripa on me? This is a valid question. Sri Gurudev is only saying perform bhajan nicely. So if I perform bhajan nicely, that should be enough. I am obeying Sri Gurudev's command. Why try to do something more than what Sri Gurudev is saying? Many of us may feel like this. But this is what we call as ordinary seva. But we don't want ordinary seva. We want to perform special guru seva. Then what to do? Let us understand this point with the help of an example. Let us take the example of a chaste and loving wife. The husband tells the wife that you must look after the children. You make the children study, take care of your own health, take care of your house, yourself, eat well. This is what the loving husband tells his wife. He never says, serve me. But what does the loving wife do? She takes care of her children, she takes care of the home, of herself, but she loves her husband very much. But her singular attention is at her husband's feet and taking care of her husband. So, although she is performing all other activities nicely, but she has kept her husband at the center and is serving him, although husband does not say, serve me, but she takes care of her husband and serves him. So, let us take another example. I will tell you a true fact which happened in Vrajadham. There was a great devotee in Vrajadham. He was bedridden and he had one disciple who used to take care of him. Now one day he went to the toilet near the jungle, inside the jungle. And that time he saw that the one shadow was following him every time he went to toilet. So the disciple asked the shadow that, who are you and what do you want from me? The shadow said that, I am leprosy and I want to enter your body. Because you have some such suffering, a good devotee does not pray to the Lord that, Oh Lord, please get me rid from my sorrow and suffering. The devotee just prays for bhakti. The devotee says that, let me suffer whatever I have in my store. Only he prays for pure bhakti. So the devotee told leprosy that, okay, you enter my body if you have to. So leprosy told him that, actually I was trying to enter your body over here, but because this is a dirty place, but here too I find that I cannot enter you. I wish you would take some kripa on me and let me enter your body. Then the sadhak asked leprosy that, tell me, how long am I supposed to suffer this disease? So leprosy told him that you have a suffering of 12 years. The sadhak said, oh, 12 years is a long time. I'm not concerned about myself, but I have to do Sri Gurudev's seva. And how can I perform seva if I'm going to suffer for 12 years? If I'm not there even for a single day, who will serve Sri Gurudev? The sadhak told leprosy that, I cannot have you in my body for 12 years. Then leprosy told him, all right, at least let me be there for 6 years. And sadhak said, no, I cannot allow you. Forget 6 years, even for 6 months. Forget 6 months, even for 6 days. I cannot let you enter my body because I have to do Sri Gurudev's seva. Then leprosy told him that, all right, see, I am supposed to enter your body, so you please allocate some time for me. And then the sadhak, the disciple, he thought for some time and he said, okay, see, I put my Gurudev to Shayan, that is to bed, at around 10 o'clock, 10:30 p.m. So after that, you may enter my body. But by 3 a.m., you have to leave my body because I have to wake up at 3 a.m. in order to start my Sri Gurudev's seva again. And leprosy agreed to this. Then leprosy told him that, see, before going to bed, when you go to urinate, you must not take water because I am then not able to enter your body. So please do this much for me. So when sadhak went to bed, before going to bed, when he urinated, he did not wash some part of his feet. And then leprosy entered his body through that part of his body. And then the disciple, he suffered leprosy till 3 a.m. But at 3 a.m., leprosy left his body. So this is the evidence that how great is Sri Gurudev's seva. If someone performs Sri Gurudev's seva, and Sri Jiva Goswami Pad is saying that we must serve in this special manner our Shiksha Guru, who is instructing us on the path of Bhagavan and who is facilitating our progress in bhakti, and we should also do special seva for our Mantra Guru or Diksha Guru. So we must serve both Shiksha Guru as well as Diksha Guru in this special manner. So Jiva Goswami Pad is saying that Visheshata Seva Kuryat. That means we sadhak must serve Vishesh, that is special seva. And then only we get Kripa. And that is why Thakur Moshai said that Shri Guru Charane Roti Eishai Uttama Goti. So when we have very deep attachment for Sri Gurudev's lotus feet, this is the supreme situation. What do we mean by Uttamagati? That means, Uttamagati means supreme most position. So for us Raganuka devotees, the topmost position is to get Manjari Swarup and to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna as Srimati Radharani's maid servant in Sri Vrindavan. This is the topmost position, what we want. This is the goal of our bhajan, our life. So if we have very deep attachment for, that is Rati, for Sri Gurudev's lotus feet, then this Manjari Swarup will reveal on its own in our hearts. And this is Uttamagati. We will get this topmost position of Manjari just by having very deep attachment for Sri Gurudev's lotus feet. That is why he said that Je Prashade Pure Sarbo Asha. This means that because when we show such very deep attachment, Rati, for Sri Gurudev's lotus feet, then automatically all our expectations are fulfilled. That is our spiritual expectations of having Manjari Swarup, of attaining Siddha Deha, it will be automatically fulfilled. So we learned today that we must perform special seva of Sri Gurudev as if he is because he is Sri Bhagavan's very special devotee, dearmost devotee. So we must serve him like this. and at the same time continue to feel that Krishna Guru Roop Hon Shastrer Pramane, that is, Sri Gurudev and Krishna are non-different from each other. But here again we have a question. We may ask that when Sri Gurudev is non-different from Sri Krishna, he is Krishna himself, then why do we have to serve him separately? Why do we have to offer such special seva to him? And Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, he is saying that we must serve Sri Mukunda Preshtha, that means the dear devotee of Sri Mukunda, very nicely if we want to please Mukunda or Sri Krishna himself. So the Shastra and Mahajan both are saying that we must serve Sri Gurudev like he is Krishna's very dear devotee. While serving, we must keep that in mind and we must serve him like he is Krishna's dearmost devotee. Here we may ask that if we think he is Mukunda Preshtha, that is, he is dearmost devotee of Sri Mukunda, then we may also feel that he is a mere human being, since he is after all a devotee. And here that is why Thakur Moshai is saying that Sri Guru Charane Roti, Roti means very deep love. If we have a deep love for Sri Gurudev, then we will not commit that aparad of considering Sri Gurudev to be an ordinary human being. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find that Damayanti Devi, she is sending Shukuta for Sriman Mahaprabhu. Here Kaviraj Goswami has written that Damayanti Devi is considering the Lord to be a human being, and so she is sending him this Shukuta, which is a bitter preparation which will kill acidity and help in digestion. So she is considering the Lord to be a mere human being, and she is thinking that the Lord, he takes so much prasadam in so many devotees' house, and he is getting indigestion, gas, etc. So I must send this bitter medicinal preparation for him. But she is not committing an aparad here. Sriman Mahaprabhu is the united form of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. He is Sachidananda form. How is it possible that he can get indigestion and such type of diseases? Then when Damayanti Devi is thinking that I will send him this Shukuta preparation to get rid of his indigestion, she is thinking that the Lord is a mere human being. Then is she not committing an aparad? But Damayanti Devi is considering the Lord to be a human being out of sheer love, out of anurag, deep love for him. So that is why she is not committing an aparad. She is, after thinking that he is a human being and he may suffer from indigestion, she is serving him. She is doing more seva for him. She is not showing irreverence or contempt by thinking he's human being, he does not know something, he does not know anything, how to take care of himself, and that is why I must, And that is why Sriman Mahaprabhu, he felt very much happy, overjoyed, when he heard that Damayanti Devi has given him Shukuta. And how much overjoyed he was. Kaviraj Goswami says that how much Mahaprabhu felt happy by taking that Shukuta. He did not feel by eating any other tasty dish. In this manner, by offering special Guru Seva, sadhak can get the desired goal in his life, which is the Manjari Swarup. Today is also another special occasion, that is Srimad Sanatan Goswami Pad's disappearance day. We call it Muriya Purnima. Sri Sanatan Goswami Pad is one of our main acharyas, the Goswamis of Vrindavan. So we offer our respects at the lotus feet of Srimad Sanatan Goswami Pad, and let us relish some of his pastimes. Sri Kavi Karnapur has written one verse in his Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya drama. Srila Sanatan Goswami Pad, he was the minister of the great Nawab Hussain Shah of Bengal. And Kavi Karnapur writes that he was so much wealth and opulence. And in a moment's notice, he gave up all that wealth. And he went and became a follower of Sriman Mahaprabhu. He went away to Vrajadham for devotional sadhana. And Srila Kaviraj Goswami Pad has written that they were such high level renunciates that sometimes they would only chew chickpeas and they would hardly sleep. They would be just dancing and singing the holy name in ecstasy. They have given up huge amount of wealth and they have done Vrajavas. And they have shown how we must do Vrajavas. Srila Kaviraj Goswami has written that they have only rags on their body and only chanting Krishna Nam. Sometimes they are crying, sometimes laughing, and in love ecstasy they are dancing. Sometimes they go for Madhukari. Srila Rup Sanatan always sang the glory of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And always they are saying Ha Radhe, Ha Krishna. And they are searching in every flower groove for Swamini. So this is the Raganuga Bhajan of the Goswamis. And they are always meditating on the pastimes of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And they would sleep hardly for 2 hours. And in those 2 hours also, they would dream of Radha Krishna. So they have set the ideal how we must do Vrajavas. It happens sometimes that there is one very deep and big lake, and there is a covering of moss on that lake. If we just shift, green algae on the lake. So if we just move the algae a little bit, then we can see the deep water inside. So similarly, Sanatan Goswami, although earlier he was covered with a lot of wealth and richness, inside he had very deep bhakti. So when he came in contact with Sriman Mahaprabhu, then this covering, the shroud, it lifted and his great bhakti was revealed to the world. In Kashi Mishra's house in Banaras, when he met Sriman Mahaprabhu, then even Chandrasekhar Acharya could not recognize him. He was running away from the Badshah. So he was, Sanatan Goswami had donned the garb of a Muslim fakir. And Mahaprabhu was sitting in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house. They met in Kashi, not in Kashi Mishra's house, but in Kashi, that is Banaras. And Mahaprabhu was sitting in Chandrasekhar Acharya's house, and he told Chandrasekhar that you go look outside, there is one dear devotee of mine, a great Vaishnav, who is standing there. Please bring him inside. Chandrasekhar Acharya went outside and he saw that there is a Muslim fakir sitting there. He came and told Mahaprabhu that, Prabhu, there is no Vaishnav there. There is only one Muslim sadhu sitting there. So Prabhu said, go bring him in. Acharya went outside and told that, come, Prabhu is calling you. And then Sanatan Goswami, he came in. The Lord embraced Sanatan Goswami and hugged him tightly. He made him sit down, and Acharya was so much surprised that who is this great person? Prabhu is giving him so much love, mercy. Sanatan Goswami said that, my Lord, don't touch me. I am very sinful and fallen. Then the Lord replied that, Sanatan, you are not fallen. In fact, I am becoming pure when I touch you. You can deliver the entire universe by the power of your bhakti. Externally you may look like this, but internally you are so powerful. And when I touch you, then I get some of your qualities in me. And then Sriman Mahaprabhu, he uttered one shlok. He said that when we see the pure devotee, then our eyes become blessed. When we touch them, our skin becomes blessed. When we praise them, glorifying them, then our tongues are worthwhile. And then Sriman Mahaprabhu took so much mercy on Srila Sanatan Goswami. He gave him shiksha for 2 months. And Sri Kaviraj Goswami is describing this at the end of Madhya Leela in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Sriman Mahaprabhu taught him all the wonderful principles of bhakti. And Sriman Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Sri Krishna himself, and Sanatan Goswami got teaching directly from him. How much mercy the Lord showed on Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan while the Lord returned to Nilachal, Puri. Sanatan Goswami, he went all over Vrindavan. He saw all the holy places where Lord Krishna had performed pastimes. And then he got boils all over his body. Although his body was Sachidananda Vigraha, his body is Sachidananda, even then he got boils just because the Lord wanted to give us some teaching through this. When he went to Puri, he hid himself in Sri Haridas Thakur's cottage. And he felt that he wanted to give up his body. Sanatan Goswami decided that I will just fix my attention on Sriman Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, and I will kill myself by throwing myself in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot. Actually, he was very sad because the Lord was embracing him every time. And he hated the fact that the pus from his boils is touching Sriman Mahaprabhu's body. So he decided to kill himself. But Sriman Mahaprabhu is omniscient. All of a sudden, he came to Haridas Thakur's kutir and said, Sanatan, what is this that you have decided? To commit suicide is tamasic. It is an act of an ignorant fool. It is not for Krishna devotee. I have so much work to perform through your body. I am going to reveal to the world how to obtain Radha Krishna through you. How am I going to perform so many activities without you? And he told Haridas that you forbid him to commit any such act because this body belongs to me. It does not belong to Sanatan. How can he destroy my property? Then Haridas Thakur said that, Sanatan, how can you think the body belongs to you? And the Lord said that if Jai Radhe, the record ends here, and Mahaprabhu willing, we shall continue with the translation of Harikatha in our next session. Radhe Radhe.